First of all, what goes on in Mexico affects the waves of illegal immigration. They affect the amount of drugs coming into the United States. But especially because this threatens the Mexican government authorities, you know, the United States doesn't want to have a failed state on its border. And that brings in all sorts of violence, all kinds of problems. The Mexican government does not seem to be failing by any means. In fact, it made some very good headway this year in its wars with the drug cartels. On the other hand, there were some setbacks, and it's still very much a seesaw battle between the two of them.
How about for the Department of Homeland Security? Obviously, they've had some dealings in what's going on down there, but being outside the jurisdiction, outside of calling the National Guard, I don't know as though the U.S. government's had a lot of options.
Well, the United States government has tightened its border controls. We did send National Guard troops down to the border to assist the Border Patrol and other authorities. What's really been significant is there's a greater degree of cooperation between U.S. and Mexican authorities, and there's been more intelligence sharing, and that led to the capture or killing of any number of Mexican drug kingpins this year. That was very encouraging. Also, the United States has cracked down on money going southward, and it made some big busts of bulk cash, literally money wrapped in bundles. And it also has had an effect, although we don't know to what degree that effect has been, of stopping the arms flow into Mexico. So, you know, there's progress. It's incremental. And there's been high-level talks between the United States and Mexican authorities. And cumulatively, over time, hopefully this will bring the Mexican drug problem or the problem of these narco cartels into something of a manageable make it manageable so that, you know, it's not overwhelming and it's not really threatening the fundamentals of the Mexican state.
Has there been enough progress over the year 2010, do you think, to actually say that it's turned a corner? Because in some senses, it seems to have been getting worse. The violence certainly escalated at certain points.
It's interesting because it's very patchy. For example, in the Baja Peninsula of Mexico, the Mexican authorities, the regular federal authorities, have established a fairly secure and peaceful area there. On the other hand, across in Nuevo Laredo and especially Ciudad Juarez continue to be areas where we've seen some significant activity in terms of the narco cartels. And for every step you take forward, there's two steps back, and then you take two steps forward. And it's not even everywhere. One of the things that we saw this year, which was a tragedy for an American, was the killing of David Hartley on Falcon Lake, which was a lake that shared U.S. and Mexican jurisdiction.
Yeah, that really brought it close to home.
Exactly. And I think it brought it home to the American public. You know, they'd been hearing about this vicious war in Mexico, but I don't think it really made the front pages and it didn't go to the top of the network news. And this, for the first time, showed people just exactly what's going on and how dangerous it is and how it can affect Americans. And as part of that, you know, I might mention that the Mexicans put a prosecutor on that case to investigate it, and he was decapitated, which shows you the state of law enforcement in Mexico. So while that was a very isolated incident and very minor in the vast scheme of things, I think it finally brought home to the American public just how dangerous this is and how it could affect them.
And you think we saw a better intelligence sharing between the U.S. and Mexico over the past year?
Oh, absolutely. And this is what led to the taking down of a number of kingpins. There's one named Tony Tormenta. There is one guy who used to dissolve his enemies in vats of lye. The big ones are still out there. The biggest one is El Chapo Guzman. And we don't know where he is, although apparently people in Mexico seem to know and don't do anything about it. A big problem in Mexico is the fact that the judicial system is corrupted. And so they'll arrest these guys, they'll take them into the courts, and the judges will let them go. And one can assume that a certain amount of cash changed hands to make that happen. So that's a big problem. On the other hand, in the northern Mexican states, you have a kind of a vigilante movement building. People are tired of being terrorized by these narco cartels. And where they don't see the Mexican government taking care of them, they are literally taking arms into their own hands. Now, that has a danger in itself, because then these vigilante groups are not controlled. They can go on crime sprees, and they can get out of control and start challenging the authority of the state. So it's a very fluid, very dynamic, and very worrisome chain of events. But by the same token, there has been some progress made on the part of the Mexican government towards bringing this under control.